The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And good Sunday morning to everyone out there. This is Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto. I'm Chris Creston and joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. How do you get a hold of him? Visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's ask KELVIN.ca. And you can give him a ring as well. 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. But who wants to play telephone tag? Who wants to leave a voicemail? And then, you know, Kelvin's a busy guy, so sometimes you ring that number and he'll get to you right away, but sometimes he's got to call you back. To make sure that you've got him locked in at a time of your choosing, visit askkelvin.ca and you click on the schedule a call link. Boom, you pick the time and the date of the call that you want to have with Kelvin, and it's set up. You've got him locked in for half an hour. And that, to me, is the best way to do these things. You know, who wants to wait on hold? Who wants to play telephone tag? AskKelvin.ca is your source to get a hold of Kelvin, the money guy. That's at AskKelvin.ca. Kelvin, how you doing today? How's your weekend going?
Actually, good so far, Chris. Good morning. How was everything?
Good. Trying to stay warm. I think I have a dogsicle after letting him out in the backyard this morning. He came back just like frozen. Keep an eye on those guys out there. He doesn't know when he's had enough. That's the problem. Like, we all know we're a little too cold. This guy stays out there chasing the squirrels that for some reason aren't hibernating, and birds and neighbors' dogs and whatever else is going on. And he comes back and he is a dogsicle. But that's, that is a suburban problem, I suppose, I have moving up from the city. And luckily, I've got a backyard to let my dog out in. I don't have to go and brave the cold myself. So I cannot complain.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Nobody cares if you complain anyhow, right?
Yeah, exactly. Who would listen?
yeah. It's funny, you know, the stock markets the last 2 weeks have been like the weather, cold.
Oh yeah, and a little slippery. Depends on some downward slopes, and all of a sudden you find yourself up high on a mountain. I don't know, sort of like skiing in a way. It's been a wild couple of weeks in the stock market.
Yeah, and you know, we finished off the year pretty good. I mean, the average return was about 18%, and the year before was the same type of thing. And I think people expected the same kind of results, you know, every week, every month. Mm-hmm. But this time, this year, we have to deal with inflation. We've been talking about it for, I don't know, months now, and it finally comes to roost. So, you know, the question is inflation a big risk for the stock markets? And how do you prepare for it? We know it's happening. They were supposed to raise rates last week. Well, this week that went by, but they put it off for till March. So we know it's going to happen. So we've got 2 months to prepare for it, right? Now, is it going to go up quite a bit? What's going to happen? Nobody seems to know, but they figure it'll go up, you know, tiny bits over the course of the year. In Canada, they say they might raise it maybe 5 times for the year. In the US, maybe 3 times. So we know it's inevitable that it's going to go up. And typically, you know, actually, we didn't have to deal with inflation for a long time. The last time inflation was the way it is now was about 40 years ago, they say 1982. And typically, when inflation rises the way it did, we typically get about a 10 to 15% drop in the stock markets. Although temporarily, really? it kind of spooks a lot of people, right?
Yeah. Even the words sort of spooked me a little as you say them, because you start to think, well, you know, if I'm paying more for everything because of inflation, and then also the returns in the stock market may not be as strong, that worries a lot of people. But there's ways to navigate it, ways to make sure that you can come out on top.
Well, when we have inflation, it's actually a good thing, you know, because it represents a strong economic rebound. So it's almost as though we have to do the opposite of what the news tells us. Like, don't be fearful of it, embrace it. tweak your portfolio and be ready for it. So how do we prepare? How do we set up our investments to take advantage of this? Because remember, for every seller, there's a buyer. For every buyer, there's a seller. So what do? How do we, there's a generation of people that haven't had to deal with inflation. I
Yeah,
think
you know what?
you're one of
For
them.
me, we've almost had to deal with deflation in a lot of ways. A lot of the stuff that we buy has actually gone down in value when you think about how much it would have cost to buy a new TV, even a car in some ways. Other than, housing, I've known a lot of deflation in prices in my life. Gasoline, not one of those things.
Look at it
The
today,
cost of
yeah.
my house, not one of those things. But now we're seeing it across the market and in things that you need to survive on a daily basis. And in those consumer goods that you're buying from the grocery store, from the big box stores, those things are costing more money and they're going to continue to as a result. And of course, as things cost more money, employees are going to demand more money from their bosses, which is going to in turn cost businesses more money, and they're going to go and seek to make that money back by putting up prices. So it's sort of continues to snowball, and it again freaks a lot of people out, but it doesn't have
Well,
to.
think about it. What cost you 45 cents in the year 2000 costs you $1.60 today. And if you go backwards to 1980, what cost you to actually 1970, what cost you 25 cents costs you that today. So inflation, we hear about it. Like, what is it? What is it? What really is it in the real world? Well, I have clients that tell me they paid more for their last car than they did for their first house. So
Wow.
that's the power of inflation, so we need to prepare for it. So how do we prepare for it? Well, you should maybe do the opposite of what you're probably thinking right now.
Do the Costanza.
Do the opposite, and you'll be well. You'll be good. There's two key events that really happens when inflation sets around, right? We need to look at the bond market, and we need to know what the Federal Reserve in the U.S. are doing, between now and say the year end. One thing we know is that when interest rates go up, bonds go down. So they call it a mathematical truism. When interest rates go up, bonds go down. So you need to look at your portfolio and see what you got, right? And how to reposition for a possible sell-off, right? So if you kind of think forward and you know certain things, and let history tell us where we're heading and how stocks behave when these things happen. The consensus view around the world, or North America anyhow, is that tapering, meaning they're going to stop giving money, and a rising bond market will kill off economic growth, and the bull market stops. But that isn't really true. Again, it's how you think about things. If you don't need your money for 3 years plus, revamp your portfolio and sit back and enjoy your life and let the markets take over and do what they need to do. Remember, we can't control what happens in the stock market, but we can control what we do. We control how we behave and how our emotions and things like that set in. So when we have interest rates going up, there's certain sectors of the economy that does well. So, for example, like value things do better when inflation goes up, and growth stocks do good in low inflation. So, over the last probably 8 years or so, I would say 8 to 10 years, the growth stocks did very, very well. But now I think we need to look at things that we haven't really thought about in the last decade. So when we have these type of stuff that's happening, inflation going up, and can't find goods and stuff like that. Energy prices do well. Example, look at gas, right? Copper, corn, iron ore, that kind of commodities do really well. So have a look at your portfolio and see what your fund manager is doing, and sit back, I say, and get ready for the ups and downs. In fact, if you looked at the last 2 weeks, very volatile. The stock markets from year to date, January 2nd, I guess, till today, it's down about 5%. That's overall. So the question you have to ask yourself is, will it go lower or higher? Well, we don't know. And then maybe after the break, we'll chat about what are the things you need to get ready for? What are the 5 points that we need to get ready for to actually overcome the rising inflation and not to worry too much?
Are you worried about inflation? Well, Kelvin's got a plan for you and how to get make sure that your portfolio is ready so that you can ride the wave and do well in the coming uncertain times as we face some rising inflation, interest rates that are more than likely to go up, and all those things that are going to affect the way that your money behaves. We want to make sure that you get on top and that you are earning as much as possible for your family, for your retirement, for whatever. Maybe you're going to buy a boat, whatever. We want to make sure that you can earn the money in your portfolio so that you can spend it on the things that make you happy and the things that you need. And that all starts with having a good plan. And that all starts with having a good financial advisor. Kelvin, the money guy, one of the top in the country. And you can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Stay tuned for more Your Life, Your Money right here on 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
AskKelvin.ca is the website. That's AskKelvin.ca. You can give him a call, 416-457-7526, 416-457-PLAN. But, you know, more people are going online. More people are connecting that way. It's just easier, more convenient for you. So you hop on to askkelvin.ca, and then you wind up top right-hand corner, schedule a call. I'm walking through it right now just to make sure that I can show you how simple and easy it is. You click on a date and time of your choosing. You give them your email address and your phone number, and Kelvin will call you. And you sit by your phone, whether you remember the appointment or not. There you go. You've got Kelvin, the money guy, picking up the phone and calling you, and you've got him for half an hour, and you get through, you know, an introductory call. You talk about the things that you're worried about. You talk about your life. You talk about your money. That's the name of the show, and it happens in real life. It's like you're having a live conversation with Kelvin, the money guy, because that's what you're having. And you get to chat with him about, you know, whether something we talked about on the show, something else entirely, RRSP, TFSA season happening. You want to figure out what you should be doing with that, askkelvin.ca. Click on that schedule a call link and get started with your plan. Kelvin, you know, we're talking about interest rates, or not necessarily interest rates, but inflation today. And we were setting up a 5-point plan on how you can get ahead and plan for the waters that are before us and what we're expecting to be a period of inflation. You know, Kelvin, I can't hear you. I don't know if the listeners are having any trouble hearing you, but I'll see if we can fix that connection. But while we do, you know, we're talking about inflation. It's something that a lot of us haven't had to think about in our lives. It's something that a lot of us really have not had to worry about. It, you know, maybe we know the concept. We've read about it in history books. Maybe our parents told us about it. But we find ourselves now having to deal with it in real life and in real time, running into the issue of the things that we pay for, the things that we need on a daily basis, costing more money. And that's not a situation that many people, you know, were necessarily prepared for. We've been trained to invest a certain way. We've been trained to plan a certain way and to only do so many things with our money. And, you know, we've got to try and find a way to make things work for us and make sure that our money is working for us and we're able to, you know, put together a plan. And that's where Kelvin comes in. He's one of the top financial advisors in the country. And he's also a technical wizard because he fixed his own connection. We got him back on the line. Kelvin, how you doing?
Good. I don't know what's happening with this technical stuff.
That's why. Don't worry, we got you back. Technical things.
Well, one of the things you were saying before I got disconnected was, you know, it's so hard to get in touch with the banks, you know, especially now with inflation and so on, and you need to tweak your portfolio. You got to sit for an hour to get yeah. through to your advisor.
Oh, you call a bank for anything, yeah. you're going to be sitting on hold. Not to, you know what, they're busy. Not to say anything bad about the banks, but you're sitting on hold forever. You've got somewhere between the bad hold music and everything else. You find yourself, you know, banging your head against the table, trying to get everything together and trying to get a hold of your advisor, trying to get a hold of the people who are managing your money. And it is a difficult proposition, and one that you got to wait. You've already got stuff going on with work, with your house, with your kids. And meanwhile, you're sitting there, trying to wait on hold while you're trying to balance all these things. And now you can't even get a hold of the people that manage your money. And that's, one of the reasons why it's good to have an independent financial advisor on your side, because they're there to help you, and you set up an appointment with a guy like Kelvin. So whether you've got yourself an advisor now and you need a second opinion, or you want to get a hold of Kelvin because you don't have an advisor, you've kind of been doing things on your own and you're thinking, I know how to do things in the years that have preceded. I know how to do things in these low inflation time periods, in these low interest rate time periods. I need someone to help me navigate the waters in this inflation time period.
Yeah, so the first one is, don't go defensive. Typically what happens is there's two types of people when it comes to money. There's jerks and thinkers. So the jerks are the knee-jerk reaction people that, decide, oh man, I'm going to sell everything and go to cash and wait till the money comes back, and then buy. And those are the thinkers. Thinkers are the ones who, sit back and think about things and then they act. So, the analogy in sports is, offense wins games, but defense wins championships, right? So I would say, don't go too defensive. Sit back and have a look at what you're doing. If your portfolio is stuck with a lot of bonds, they're going to get hit with rising interest rates. So maybe you want to get away from some of those things. And typically what happens is when bonds go up, dividends get, devalued a bit. So maybe, sit down to your advisor and look at what you have, how the composition of your funds are. The second thing I would say is, go with companies that benefit from growth. When we have rapid economic growth, that causes tapering, and growth usually is not killed off by tightening. Stocks that are linked to growth are probably the best place to be. So again, you really need to sit back and think outside the box and let history tell you where we're going. When we look at things like core prices, so core prices is, consumer stuff that we buy, gas and food and so on. So in December, it was up 5.5%, and that was the fastest rise since 1991. So things are really going, yeah. And think about this, Chris. Used cars are up 37%.
Wow.
So it tells us that, we really need to sit back and kind of, and I think a lot of this is caused by the all the ships that are stuck in the thing that can't get people to unload them. I think, there's a shortage of people working. So what they say is when all of this stuff shakes out, hopefully by April, May, there'll be a glut. And then the glut will send inflation down, which will stabilize interest rates going up, and we can resume with the bull market. So one thing that happens, before I get on to point three, is that when we have tapering and we have, the inflation going up, what it does is it actually makes companies more profitable. So what happens is their valuation goes down, which we want, so the stocks become more attractive to buy. So like we said in the beginning, it's pretty much the opposite of what what we think. Right?
So don't be a knee-jerk person and pull out and say, this is too much for me, I can't handle it. you can actually, you know, move your money into places where you can get more bang for your buck because of the situation that we're in. And also, you know, just move your money to places, you know, the free market allows you to get in business with the people who are making money, and you can buy the stocks and get involved and buy, you know, buy funds that actually are growing because they're comprised of companies and sectors that are profiting from the inflation that we're seeing right now.
Remember, inflation is man-made, right? It's not something that, we make it ourselves by demanding goods or less supply and so on and so forth. So again, there's an old adage that says, don't let the last 2 weeks dictate your financial future. Because like I say, the markets are down about 4 or 5%. In fact, if you have money sitting, I would say, you know, put it in, get it into the markets, because we're down 5% year to date. You know, when people are greedy, you be fearful. And when people are fearful, you be greedy, right? So I always say to everyone that's listening, you know, sit down with your advisor, look inside the portfolio. Don't just look at the returns, look inside the portfolio and see, are you geared for the next, you know, year to 3 years with your portfolio if interest rates go up, not actually if, when interest rates go up. The third thing, you know, is...
Let's take a quick break, Kelvin. Don't mean to cut you off, but I want to make sure that we have enough time to get to feel out that third thing. So let's take a quick break and we'll get to the third point on Kelvin's 5-point plan on how to prepare your portfolio for the inflation that we're currently experiencing. Want to get a hold of Kelvin and touch base with him? You got a question for him? AskKelvin.ca. Don't ask Google. Ask Kelvin. Ask KELVIN.ca. Click on that schedule a call link and you can pick a call time of your choosing and date. And boom, you are talking to Kelvin, the money guy, and working out those money problems you have and making those tweaks to your portfolio to make sure that you are well prepared for the uncertainty ahead. AskKelvin.ca. That's AskKelvin.ca. More of your life, your money, continuing here on 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Here on your Sunday morning, I am Chris Creston, joined by Kelvin, the money guy. This is Your Life, Your Money, and we chat about those two things, your life and your money and where they intersect. And of course, you know, your life is filled with all sorts of complicated ups and downs, and so can your money life be. But we are here to help you navigate it. Well, Kelvin's here to help you navigate it. I'm just here to help navigate the radio show. I'm Chris, the radio guy. Kelvin is the money guy, and that is why we listen to him. He's one of the top financial advisors in the country and all around great guy. So we're chatting today about inflation. It's one of those things that a lot of us haven't had to think about. You know, if you're like me in your mid-30s, it's something that we sort of are aware of. We've heard about it. Maybe you learned about it in school. Maybe your parents talked to you about it. But you haven't really had to deal with it in the way that our parents and grandparents had to deal with it. And you find yourself now thinking, oh geez, I thought I knew what to do. You know, the investment app that I was using seems to make everything really simple and easy, but I'm really nervous about how I'm going to navigate this. You know, I'm now dealing with a whole new set of rules and I need to learn how to play this game. And that's why we've got someone like Kelvin, the money guy here. AskKelvin.ca is his website, and you can click on the schedule a call link there. AskKelvin.ca. Give him a ring and then you can talk to him. You book that call, he'll give you a ring, and you've got a chance to chat with him about the particulars of your situation. You know, we've all got a unique set of financial needs in our lives, and it helps to have someone there who can help talk you through it. You know, you ask Google and they've got a sort of general idea, but you ask Kelvin and he can get specific with you. That's AskKelvin Ca, and we're on this 5-point plan, and the first 2 points that we touched on was do not get defensive and go with companies that benefit from growth. Number three, Kelvin, where are we at?
So before I get to that, you know, the last 15 years, we really didn't have to worry. If you're heavy, you know, you're probably heavy into bonds, you know, so you didn't have to worry about anything. You didn't have to worry about the equity markets, nothing like that. But now the party may be over. So the third one is do not get out of stocks. If you think, you know, if you think there's a sell-off coming, it may be, you know, it might be tempting to try and, you know, get out of the stocks now and try and buy back when the weakness happens. But I tell you, man, that's a lot harder thing to do than you think about. It's almost impossible, I think. And always remember, it's time in the market, not timing the market. And why these things are so important is because we never have to worry about it. Remember, 20% of workers now will retire in 2026, which is what, 4 years from now?
Wow.
So it's really, really important for these people to don't think how the markets were years ago. Think about what is going to happen in the next 4 to 5 years to enhance your retirement. So you really need to sit down with your advisor. I think it's more important now than ever, ever before, because we never had to deal with a lot of things. So, you know, you have to make two smart decisions. You have to, when you want to get out of stocks, you have to decide before the correction and after. But how do you decide that? I don't know. Money people don't know how to do that. For the average guy, I don't know how you're going to do that. So do not get out of stocks. And the fourth one is what I was saying. Don't own too much bonds. You know, the bond yields are about 2%, will be 2% or higher at the end of the year. But nobody seems to know, right? So depending on your portfolio, you know, your risk tolerance, your life stage, you should maybe want to get away from the old adage of how you invest your money. So typically you take 100 minus your age. And you know, if you're 60, then 40% should be in equity and 60% should be in bonds. But I think it's the opposite now because we're living longer. So if you're going to invest your money the old traditional way, I think in the next 15 years, you're going to be pretty worried because, like I said, because of health, improvement in health and so on, we're living longer. So you don't want to outlive your money. So you really need to rethink your fixed income. Don't abandon, you know, fixed income entirely, but really increase the equity exposure. Yes, it's a little bit more risk, but no risk, no reward.
Right, and you think about it, if you're heavily into bonds because, you know, you're thinking I'm in the home stretch, I don't want to fall off my horse, and you put it yourself into something that's only earning you something like 2%, but if inflation is 4.8% or wherever we're at right now, you find yourself in a situation where your money's not making money. Even if it's earning 2% or even if it's gaining 2%, you're still losing money because everything else that you're going to be buying that money with is increasing in value faster than your actual money is.
And people don't understand what a bond is. A bond is just a promise to repay a debt, right? That's typically what it is. And I think we complicate our lives by wanting to read all these things and figure out all this stuff. You know what? Sit down with your advisor and go through this stuff. That's what their job is. If you don't have one, you know, go on my website or give me a call and we can sit and discuss what you're going to do over the next, you know, 4 to 5, the rest of your life, actually. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. There's certain rules to follow when it comes to money. So again, to recap some of them is, you know, don't go into defensive stuff, you know, don't get out of stocks, sit down and just reevaluate where you are. You know, this interest rates going up, yes, it's going to happen. Look at things like your mortgages, your car loans, you know, really have a look at all the inventory you have, you know, and maybe look at, you know, you should look at both sides of the balance sheet. Look at your assets and look at your liabilities and see how inflation is going to affect those things, not just the stock markets. And then after the break, we'll get into the fifth one about, you know, things that you need, a game plan that you need to take advantage of the rising inflation world that we're heading into.
And that's what you need. You need a game plan. And that is what Kelvin is here for. AskKelvin.ca is his website. AskKelvin.ca. Click on the schedule a call link and chat with Kelvin about your finances. Talk to him about your plans. Talk to him about that split that you've got in bond and equity and figure out exactly where you should be moving forward with your plan as we are stepping into this inflation period. AskKelvin.ca is the website. That's AskKelvin.ca. More of your life, your money continuing here as we start building that game plan for you so that you can make sure that you are doing the best in this period of inflation. You know, inflation's a sign of a strong economy. Well, you got to make sure that your finances are strong too. And that starts with having a guy like Kelvin on your side. AskKelvin.ca. More of your life, your money continuing here on 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday morning. I'm Chris Creston, joined as always by Kelvin, the money guy. And we're talking about inflation. We're talking about what you should be doing with your finances as we head into a period of inflation. And you know, there's so many things that you know, maybe you've been able to figure out how to manage your money on your own. You've been using apps. You've been playing around with some fancy colors on a screen. But when it comes down to it, it helps to have someone who's been there before, who understands these things and knows the waters ahead to help you along the way to make sure that you've got a game plan for inflation. And that is what we're talking about here today. You want to do it yourself project now, paint your bathroom, you build a birdhouse. You know what? Your finances are way too important. And that's why it's important to have someone like Kelvin, the money guy, on your side. AskKelvin.ca is his website. That's AskKelvin.ca. Click on that schedule a call link and get started with your game plan, chatting with Kelvin about inflation. And we're here to hit the fifth part of Kelvin's five-point plan here. Kelvin, what is that?
So the fifth plan is to go with financials. You know, we in Canada, we have the highest debt in the world, right? Yet we have the best banks in the world. So what it means that when we go into strong economies, typically the yield curve on these bonds and stuff, you know, will go up and go down and so on. People don't understand that. And you don't really have to understand it. You know, since banks borrow at the short end and they lend out at the long end, you know, the yield curves will help you, meaning that a strong economy will help banks release reserves that they have and lower the provision for loans. So it'll make things more attractive. The banks will make more money, hence their stocks will go up. But don't own the bank product, own the bank stocks, right?
Right.
So those are the things that you really need to sit and worry about. One of the things you said before we got to the fifth one was, I think this year, more than any other year, is important for people to seek out their financial advisors. Because you're going to need the hand-holding. You're going to need the hand-holding over the next quarter, I think. So reach out to them, have a chat, and reposition or tweak your portfolio to take advantage of rates that are going up. You don't want to sit back, you know, in the next quarter and say, man, I wish I would have made some changes to my portfolio. So some of the things, you know, there's nothing wrong with checking your investments. But just don't look at the return, you know, and you don't really need to completely revamp your investment strategy just because interest rates are going up. It just doesn't make sense. So I would say you really need to have a game plan like everything else. And like the recap, the first one is, you know, don't go defensive. The second thing is, you know, go with companies that benefit from growth. Do not get out of stocks. Please don't get out of stocks. Don't make knee-jerk reactions. You know, do not own lots of bonds and go with financials. If you're worried, like I said, talk to your advisor and tweak your portfolio a bit. But don't radically change everything. You know, unless your needs have radically changed, then make a big, you know, 160 degrees change. But other than that, tweak your portfolio. Know certain things that are happening. We already know in the news what's going on. And don't panic too much. And readjust. Now, you know, we're heading into RSP time and so on. Don't just get caught up with RSPs. Get caught up with how is my portfolio going to react as rates go up. And maybe in the summer, as there's a glut coming because the ships will get unloaded and stuff again, maybe inflation won't be a problem. We don't know. So it's very important that every 3.5 months, 3 months, you speak to your advisor. And that's why we went to this online booking thing, because it's hard to get through to the banks. And you need to know these decisions now. You can't wait and sit back. You can't be the shit of could have guy. You need to get in touch with the advisor and figure out, how am I going to take advantage of these things? You never have to worry about this for, God, a decade, right?
So, yeah, and it's helpful to have someone on your side. Would you rather, you know, try and navigate all of this on your own, worried about the changes in interest rates? What am I going to do? Changes in inflation. Like you said, the boom could boom even more if there's a glut, if there's all sorts of supply on the market, and then prices all of a sudden change dramatically again. And you find yourself then trying to scramble and trying to figure out a new game plan. Well, if you've got a financial advisor on your side, you've got someone who's thinking about this stuff 24/7, who's not worried about all the things that you've got on your mind. They're worried about one thing, and that's your money.
Well, remember, 20% of us are going to retire in 2026. So it means that you're in your late 50s or 60s. You don't have time to go to all these quest rate, like, not, I can't say that, but all these artificial intelligence stuff to help you plan your retirement. You're not 30 years old. You need someone with experience on your side. You need somebody to sit down and handhold you through all these things so you don't have to worry. Remember, you can't look backwards anymore. You got to look forward. And you got a long life ahead of you. So plan out your money life. Sit down with your advisor. If you don't have one, give us a call. Go on my website. And get ready and embrace the changes that are coming. Don't be fearful of it. Embrace it. Make changes. And you will live a wonderful money life.
And that's the thing. If you are embracing it, and if you are trying to find a way to make sure that you are on top, you know, someone's going to win. Someone's going to be on top of this situation. Mm-hmm. You can't just sit back and say, oh, you know, times are hard. Times are bad. I'm not going to make any money. Someone's making money. Like you said, there's, for every buyer, there's a seller. For every seller, there's a buyer. Someone is making money, and that could be you. And if you find yourself, you know, flipping through your apps and using your AI to navigate everything, I'd say don't treat your, I'm not the money guy. I'm just the radio guy, but you know, Kelvin's a smart guy. Kelvin knows what's up. He's been there before. Don't treat your retirement and your finances and your family's money like it's your fantasy football picks. You got to make sure that you've got somebody on your side who's helping you navigate this stuff and helping you make those picks and helping you make your, make sure that your, you know, your investments and your portfolio is set up for the times that you're investing in and the times ahead. If you're going to retire in the next half decade, you got to make sure that you're making the right moves right now. Check it up with Kelvin. AskKelvin.ca is his website. That's AskKelvin.ca.
Yeah, and you know, Chris, I always say, you know, live your life forward and live your money life backwards. So like you say, plan for the next 5 years. I'm going to retire. How much money do I need? What's my CPP going to pay? What's my old age going to pay? Is my portfolio set up for the interest rate rise or fall? You don't know, because we look at returns. We don't look at the guts of what we have. So sit down. I always stress, sit down with your advisor. You don't have to call me. Call me if you don't have one. But sit down with them and strategize and make sure you're ready for what's happening.
And that's the thing, you know, you mentioned interest rates. So many of us hear about interest rates, and what do we think about? We think about our mortgage. Maybe we think about a car loan. We think about those things, but we don't think about how that's going to affect our portfolio. And, you know, in the last minute that we have left, Kelvin, I think I'll point people back to your website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. If you've got a financial advisor and you need a second opinion, if you don't have an advisor and you want to bounce some stuff off Kelvin, hit that schedule a call link and you're chatting with Kelvin on the phone at a time and date of your choosing. Askkelvin.ca is the website. Askkelvin.ca. Well, thanks. You know, this hour has flown by, Kelvin. Thank you so much for helping us understand and navigate these things. That 5-point plan again is we'll work backwards. Go with financials. Do not own bonds. Do not get out of stocks. Go with companies that benefit from growth and do not go defensive. And if you want to dig deeper into those, visit askkelvin.ca. Give him a call. Schedule a call with him at that schedule a call link, askkelvin.ca. Thanks again for another great Sunday morning, Kelvin.
Yeah, have a great day, Chris.
Thanks, and stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.